Court date in Buffalo. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In about a half hour, Peyton Gendron appears before a judge. He's the white accused gunman in Saturday's shooting that left 10 people dead, 3 wounded, almost all of them black.
Weapons designed for battlefields should not be used to execute people shopping for groceries.
Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants stricter gun laws and a probe into social media. The plot was revealed about a half hour ahead of time, and the shooting was live streamed.
Hochul signing 2 executive orders. One adding a unit focused on fighting domestic terrorism, and the other will require state police to file an order of protection when they see a high-risk case.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. There's a search for a killer the morning after a shooting at Middle Tennessee State University following a high school graduation there.
One victim is deceased and the other is injured and in critical but stable condition.
Rutherford County Sheriff Sergeant Dan Goodwin in court in Ukraine. A Russian soldier who already pleaded guilty in the first war crimes case testified today he was following orders when he shot and killed a Ukrainian civilian. This hour, President Biden meets with the leaders of Finland and Sweden, who's applied to NATO. All 30 nations in the military alliance have to approve that. Right now, Turkey is a no, but National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says,
I expect these differences will be settled. I expect that NATO will speak with one voice in support of Finland and Sweden at the end of the day.
After his meeting, the president will jet to Asia on a trip to South Korea and Japan. Gas at another record high this morning. AAA's national average for regular now, almost $4.59 per gallon.
J.P. Morgan warning prices will surpass $6 nationwide by August. Hard not to get nervous about this when the gas station chain 76 is reportedly now reprogramming its pumps in Washington State to sell $10 gas, getting ready for double digits.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pennsylvania's Republican Senate race is still too close to call. Dr. Mehmet Oz believes he'll win, but his lead is down to about 1,200 votes over David McCormick, who tells Fox,
there are tens of thousands of absentee ballots that will be counted, and when they're counted, I'll ultimately take the lead.
There are also mail-in ballots still being counted, but it may be so tight a race that an automatic recount is triggered. The winner will face Democrat John Fetterman. Republicans are happy about this.
The Department of Homeland Security is pausing a disinformation governance board, and the board's director, Nina Jankowicz, has resigned. The moves follow weeks of criticism from Republicans who dubbed the governance board a ministry of truth, straight out of a George Orwell novel. The administration defended the new board's work, arguing it followed work done by previous administrations to study the spread of disinformation. But critics questioned why Jankowicz was tapped to lead that effort, noting previous social media posts dismissing stories about a laptop belonging to the president's son, Hunter Biden. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
More Americans have filed for unemployment. First-time jobless claims last week rose more than 10% to 218,000. On Wall Street, the selling may continue as markets drop overseas. Dow futures down more than 300 points. The day after the Dow's 1,146-point plunge, the Nasdaq also lost big. It's down 27% so far this year. In the NBA playoffs,
they trap him here. Throws it blindly and gets it back for a triple. Oh, he hit it again!
Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors won big on TNT, beating the Dallas Mavericks 112-87 in the Western Conference Finals opening game. They're out birdieing and bogeying in Tulsa, golf's second major tournament of the year underway this morning, the PGA Championship. Tiger Woods is supposed to tee off in a few minutes. Last year's winner Phil Mickelson is not playing. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.